the Colson Entertainment Center.
That's right, baby.
You're going to be reopening on Friday. What's going to be different about the Colson, Stevie?
Going on with the Colson, I've just got to say a huge, huge thank you to Mr. Mark Manisto from Sudbury Performance Group, who wrote some grants for us and actually got us a grant from Factor Canada, which is amazing. So with that grant, we were able to upgrade a lot of our technical stuff and secure some funds for some larger scale acts in the future. So moving forward, the Colson Entertainment Center is going to be booking road bands and touring bands and comedians and tribute bands and all kinds of stuff. We're going to be bringing in all kinds of different avenues of entertainment because we want to be the entertainment hub of downtown.
Well, that is terrific, and congratulations. And Factor is a group that promotes Canadian talent and helps them reach their goals. And through the Colson Entertainment Center, you guys are going to be doing your part.
I mean, I love the fact that it was a Factor grant. That means that a bunch of musicians that have probably interacted with me or Brian at some point or have played the Colson sat in a room and said, yeah, the Colson's a really cool place. Let's give them some money. And I love that fact. That makes me feel amazing.
Well, you know, the Colson is heritage for downtown Sudbury. I mean, anyone listening to this right now has been to the Colson and enjoyed shows there in the past and has great memories of it. But you can't survive on just heritage. You have to be able to move forward, and that's just good business, right?
Especially now, after all this 2 years that we've gone through, we've had to make a change, and we've had to do it in a positive way. And, you know, the Colson is going to be bigger, brighter, and purpler. That's all I got to say.
Purpler.
Well, you'll understand when you come in next time.
Well, I'm looking. You got a new logo, too, which is purple.
We had to change everything up.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm looking at the light show you got pictures of on your Facebook page, and it is purple. I also noticed that you're not really you're not just going to throw out the heritage old Colson sign, are you?
Oh, no, that is definitely, we have a contest going that is up for grabs for somebody who wants to put that in, you know, in their home bar or something, because that is definitely a part of downtown history, and that needs to go to a good home. I don't want to just throw that out.
Absolutely. So the doors open Friday night, and is it Chanel Albert and the Easy Company going to be there tomorrow?
They are going to open up the brand new Colson Entertainment Center.
I'm scrolling through your page. You have lots of terrific new acts booked in the coming days, so people just have to keep their eye on that. I see Pop Machine is coming back.
Pop Machine incredibly well for us, and yeah. They've been bugging me for so long to play, but they were all underage. I couldn't do it.
I know. Well, they are terrific.
Keegan called me at the end of November. He's like, the last person just turned 19. Will you book us? I said, absolutely, I will book you. And those guys are coming back over and over again. We love Pop Machine.
I'm so glad they're still with it. Also, I see you got a bunch of new signature drinks. What the heck is an apple fritter?
I don't know. I haven't had a drop of alcohol in 12 years, but Bianca would know all about that.
Weiser's apple, butterscotch, and ginger ale. My God, that sounds delicious.
I think our top seller is going to be the cookie dough shot. It is delicious. You can't just have one.
Weiser's toffee, Bailey's chocolate liqueur. Heck, that sounds good.
we're trying to do our part to move forward in the future by removing as much plastic as we can. We have all nice glassware now. Our staff are trained in making specialty drinks. Bianca went in like John Taffer and just retrained these people. And we have Bon Jovi tributes coming up. We have Chris Holmes from Wasp, the original guitar player from Wasp, coming in.
I saw that. I'm still trying to score an interview with that man.
Oh, I can arrange that for you. That's going to be amazing.
We're going to do an in-person interview for you, Mel, and we're going to have a special table just for you.
I would love it. I would love it. Well,
that's going to be amazing.
Bianca and Stevie, I just want to thank you so much for joining me on the show today, and congratulations on everything that you've done. I mean, you got the grant, you got people to help you in that, but really, I think deep down, the vision is you guys, right? You guys had the vision for this.
Well, I don't want to take any credit for that. I'm just...
You know what? It's the community.
It's the community.
It's the community that pushed us in the right direction. It's just watching the community just love the Colson and wanting more. And I think that's... Well, this is... Everything happens for a reason. And if it wasn't for COVID and the lockdowns and stuff like that, the Colson wouldn't have grown into this new revamped venue that's not just close to live music but entertainment itself. So it really is, it's the community that pushed us in this direction. So thank you.
The community loves the Colson. We have so many good memories there, and we're going to create so many more new great memories at the Colson Entertainment Center. Guys, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Mel. We absolutely love you. Your support is, I can't thank you enough. Thank you so very much.